This is Liz Scafidi at UN News. The COVID-19 outbreak has caused unprecedented disruption in many areas of our lives. And that's true of a key UN forum as well, the Human Rights Council. On Thursday, it announced the suspension of its current intergovernmental session in Geneva, meaning that voting on resolutions is on hold until it can resume its work promoting and protecting people's human rights across the world. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, the Council's president, Elizabeth Tihi Fisselberger, highlights what the precautionary measures involve.
Well, the Council decided to suspend the meeting in an orderly way tomorrow. That means that we are still having 2 days of meetings where we limit very much the access of delegations to the room, and we finalize the adoptions of the UPR, Universal Periodic Review.
Of countries?
Of 14 countries, many of whom have delegations who have traveled from far away.
So you haven't cancelled it forthwith because these delegations have come from so far, but some might say, why didn't you do it right now?
Well, because we wanted to suspend in an orderly way, and we were told that it would be safe the way we do it, which is to have the meeting in the biggest available room, but with only one person per delegation in the room. So this allows for what we call social distancing. Tomorrow is the so-called tabling deadline. This is when delegations have to say we want this resolution to be adopted by the Council, so we will have a limited number of resolutions. It's clear which resolutions are on the table at the moment when the Council will resume. And this is what I call an orderly suspension of the meeting. And we will also take a decision on the mandate holders, which need to be decided at the moment, and this decision has already been prepared.
So an orderly suspension, and you have no idea, there's no way of knowing when the Council might resume. What's the impact more widely on the committees, human rights committees, and also the work of the mandate holders? I know we have seen some special rapporteurs speak to the Council via video conference, which seems like a very sensible idea.
Well, I think the situation is moving every day, so it's difficult to have an overall view of what is going on. But a lot of the committees have been suspended here and in New York and in other places. And I think each of the mandate holders will have to make a security assessment for themselves, what they can do. Not all the work of mandate holders includes traveling. They can also do work where they are at the moment, and that's presumably what they're doing.
Have you ever seen anything like this before? Any precedents to the suspension of the Council?
No, because the Council has never been suspended for a pandemia. It has been suspended for technical reasons at various moments in time, so there is no real comparison. But it's the only sensible and reasonable and responsible thing to do at this stage.
I know we've had High Commissioner for Human Rights Bachelet talking about the need to contain the virus, certainly supporting countries' work in that regard, but also protecting human rights. How much of an impact more widely on human rights internationally does this suspension mean?
Well, I wouldn't over-exaggerate it, really. Whether we have this one more week or not does not change the situation of human rights very much in the world. I think the work goes on because the delegates who are here, they go on working, they just don't meet. And we hope to have a resumption of the meeting rather soon. But it wouldn't be respectable of human rights either to risk anybody's health.